the Tuskegee Next Foundation and the Will Group decided to lend a helping hand in our region. Tuskegee Next honors the Tuskegee Airmen by guiding at-risk kids toward a career in aviation. Board member Rona Forte says the organization has led dozens of people to a career in aviation.
The Tuskegee Next Foundation was founded on the premise of really working with the inner city communities to identify those that have a desire to be a part of the aviation industry, either by way of being a pilot or in the technical operations space.
In July, representatives from Tuskegee Next and the Will Group flew into the Southern Illinois Airport to deliver the first shipment of 10,000 N95 face masks to SIH. The pilots are part of the Tuskegee Next program, working on completing their flight hours. Forte says part of their mission is to fill the predicted shortage in the aviation industry over the next 20 years.
As we move forward, we know we're going to have a shortage, and we also want to make sure that we help to diversify the pilot base, bringing more women in, bringing more people of color into the aviation space.
Dr. Linda Baker with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute worked with Forte on a healthcare task force. When Tuskegee Next was looking for a partner to donate face masks to, Dr. Baker had someone in mind.
Rona called and she said, we would like to give back to Southern Illinois. We'd like to do something in terms of providing PPE to individuals in Southern Illinois. And she called me at the Simon Institute and asked if I could assist her with that. And we thought there was no better group to work with than SIH.
With the number of COVID-19 cases on the rise, Dr. Baker knew Southern Illinois healthcare organizations could use the help.
The goal of this event really is that this organization really wanted to give back to Southern Illinois, the Southern Illinois region. And we know that wearing masks, we've seen the literature, the science shows that wearing masks actually helps to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Vice President and Chief Development Officer for SIH, Woody Thorne, says this gift came at the right time.
There is a shortage of masks. They're not coming in as rapidly as we might be able to order them. And so that's why a gift like this is really, really important to a healthcare organization like ours.
Thorne says SIH will keep 5,000 masks for employees and distribute the rest throughout Southern Illinois in August.
Our organization has around 3,800 employees, and a subset of them are interacting with patients who either have COVID or suspected COVID on an ongoing basis. So those sorts of masks are very valuable in terms of, preventing the spread of that disease within the healthcare environment.
Dr. Baker says Tuskegee Next also had a surprise for SIH.
They brought down 10,000 masks, but they also brought down 10,000 bottles of hand sanitizer as well. So these products will go a long way in terms of helping this community.
Thorne says the mask and the sanitizer will go straight to the front lines.
It'll be our direct staff that are working in COVID units or in testing sites that'll be using the masks. So a very much appreciated gift.
Dr. Baker feels this donation will make Southern Illinois safer considering the rise of COVID-19 cases in the region.
These are N95 masks, and we know that getting these in the hands of people in communities as schools start to get back in session and as individuals come back to campus and people are walking around the community, having access to protective equipment is important.
Forte says Tuskegee Next has a connection with SIU.
We do have many cadets that go to Southern Illinois University and become a part of our program. So we wanted to make sure that not only are we getting those students from Southern Illinois University, but we're giving back to Southern Illinois University by way of this donation today.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.